Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Get comfortable as we have a trip through the best 2 hours in radio with your pilots, Donnie Brightside.
But the best part about it, though, is like, I love to put the hater hat on. Like, you could throw me a layup with J.J. Watt, and I'll just crush J.J. Watt till the cows come home. People are fighting to get overtime at work today to avoid these games, put them on their TV.
And Kevin Walsh.
You are the owner of some of the most insane things I've ever heard someone
throw it a million times.
You are clearly in the worst spot as an organization compared to your division rivals. Your entire division made the playoffs other than you.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Let's get ready to rumble! It's a Monday afternoon on the grid. It's Moneyline. But the offseason has begun in Baltimore, Kevin. That's where I want to start right there. It's time to rumble. It's time to take the gloves off. Everybody hates each other. We're headed for a divorce. That's where I want to start. Monday afternoon, K-Dub. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm excited. I sound awake because I am awake. There's a lot to get into here on a Monday. A lot that the weekend offered up. And the Baltimore Ravens, the stealing the show perhaps a little bit, Donnie.
Yes, absolutely stealing the show, and for all the wrong reasons. As we saw, nobody had any idea where Lamar Jackson was for 6 weeks. I'm going on my timeline right here.
No, Lamar has. Don't go on your timeline.
Okay, forget my timeline. My information. I was told Lamar hasn't shown up in Baltimore in 6 weeks. I mean, that's what I'm told from inside the building at this point. Then he shows up and is hobbling around. People are questioning it behind the scenes. Is that where we should start? The questions here for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of questions, but you do this thing where you talk in fact, and everyone has to be like, wait a minute, is that real reporting, or is Donnie just saying what he... Again, it's like that time when you were like, Odell went to a steak dinner with Jerry Jones. Jerry told him to go stand outside in the parking lot and run a couple suicides, and Odell told him, I just can't even move, Jerry.
Yep. And that been that actually, I think that might have got picked up by the AP after that, too. Man. Well-placed source talking about that. But real talk, though, this isn't going to end well for Baltimore. And what I mean is, could it end well for them technically? Yeah, they move on for two first-round draft picks, and they pick a new quarterback, and it's wonderful, and they win a Super Bowl in 3 years. But I got to tell you right now, we asked this question before. Well, like, what are the odds that these two stay together? Talking about Lamar Jackson quarterback, John Harbaugh as head coach. I don't think it's possible. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, as we were talking about, I was... Again, it's kind of a, I don't know if good cop, bad cop's the right phrase, but Donnie and I kind of, you know, work split shifts on this Lamar Jackson Baltimore case. I continue to stir the pot when they just decided to not pay him because they, you know, a lot of people go, oh, come on, fully guaranteed deal. Mm-hmm. And I said, I get it. I understand the hesitancy. We don't see that, but Watson got one. And then Kyler got paid, right? And all of a sudden, you're sat there saying, look, man, do you think that there's a team out there that wouldn't give Lamar everything he wants? Because the answer is there is.
There will.
There's probably a couple that would do that. What do you want to do here, Baltimore? And then you kind of came over the top when all these press conferences, Harbaugh's just like, no comment. Yeah, I'm going to focus on who's in the building. I'm not allowed to talk about Lamar. Actually, I've never even met the kid. Who is that? All I know is Tyler Huntley. I mean, it's continued to get worse and worse and worse, as you have laid out here with the Baltimore Ravens.
It is, and it never should have got to this level, because now you're – and this is what the whole issue was, Kevin, communication. And it's pretty clear that the communication wasn't there because the organization and him don't like each other, or it's just the head coach. Like, I'll tell the GM, but not the coach, and he takes umbrage to that, because for 5 or 6 weeks, we got no updates here. And it wasn't even the updates like, hey, look, man, he's working. All you had to do, he's working hard, We hope he's back sooner than later. I got to coach the guys out here on the field. Nobody would have questioned anything. But the abruptness answers of, ask him, I don't know, I coach these guys, I'm not getting into that today, ridiculous.
And I actually think you brought something up this morning that I wasn't thinking about. And I wasn't I was watching the game with kind of not paying much attention to the broadcast. So I don't know how much they talked about it. But I imagine that you had a close enough eye to where you didn't miss this. I didn't miss this. The fact that Lamar was not on the sidelines speaks volumes. Or just confirms everything, right?
Yes.
Lamar's not off having surgery. Lamar could have been in the building. Lamar could have been there on the sidelines rooting those guys on, even if he stayed way on the other side of the field because he didn't want to be next to Harbaugh, right? Whatever it was, oh, okay, fine. Him not being in for a playoff game, like Baltimore to Cincinnati, he could have walked it. I mean, it's not a far trip. So I think that as well confirms what we've been saying, what we've been thinking, that things in Baltimore between their franchise quarterback and their head coach are in a very bad position.
Yeah, they are in a bad position, and we'll probably know sooner than later what that position is going to be, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of posturing. But if the teams, or should say the organization, isn't talking to the player or vice versa, it's always going to get ugly. We don't have any updates on Lamar. Lamar goes behind the Ravens' back, apparently, and sends out those tweets on exactly what's wrong with his knee, and then some cryptic tweets about not being appreciated, and yeah, I'm holding out for my own, which then adds credence to, oh, Lamar probably could have gutted that out, but didn't feel like it because he doesn't like his head coach or some of his teammates. We didn't start this, K-Dub. The Ravens and Lamar Jackson started it. But you know what? We'll finish it. We'll put those words in there of what we think are actually happening. Huge Monday night football game tonight to end Super Wild Card Weekend here. A lot to get to today, including a full NBA slate in the afternoon. You guessed it. Come on back with us. It's Moneyline right here on a Monday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's do it here on a Monday. Now, K-Dub, we're going to talk a lot about this NFL game because I'm telling you, if we need these same type of prop markets out all the way through the NFL season and we need them up early, which they've been, I've had some of these Dallas Cowboys / Tampa Bay props up for a few days now. Uh-huh. I think there's some ample chances to cash in. But before we do that, the NBA, we got a nice slate here on the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Luther King Day underway already. Celtics, Hornets, 7-5. But before we get there, there is an odds boost that already went off the board. I think it was, Tatum and LaMelo to each make three three-point shots. I didn't take it. Uh-huh. I didn't take it. So we'll see how that pans out. The second one looks sensational. Have you seen it?
Rip through the second one. I actually don't remember what it was. That first boost was one of the most laugh-in-my-face things I think I've ever seen in my entire life. That is, for the old in-play Sports Tonight crowds, everyone knows my Achilles heel is Jason Tatum. Donnie, LaMelo Ball cost us every boost he was ever in.
Mm.
I mean, is that not enemy one and enemy number two there?
Yes.
In a midday three-point shot odds boost?
Right off the bat.
They were taunting us with that. I did not bet it, and it's what we've said with a lot of those guys. Didn't bet it, it'll win. I'll have to live with that being the result.
And to start off the game, LaMelo 0-1 and Tatum 0-1 from 3. So
yeah, I know.
Good luck to you if you bet it. I wish you well, but I'm actually rooting against it just because I didn't bet it, didn't want it at this point. So if you win out there in these streets, I love it for you. But if you don't, I also love it as well for my own point of interest here. The second one, 75 points plus combined.
Okay.
Three players, Jalen Brunson, New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
That's at a total of 218 in that game, which could be a little bit higher. Steph Curry of the Warriors and Donovan Mitchell of the Cavaliers.
Mm.
So you got three separate. Where's that Donovan Mitchell game at? That's 222.5. So not 235 is the Wizards game, too. But it's 75, which basically means break it down. 25, 25, 25. They'll all have to get 25. Mm-hmm. But one gets 30, one gets 20, the other gets 27, and you cash your ticket. I actually kind of like this year.
I do too. The only question I have, I know Brunson's been great. We know Donovan Mitchell has a super high ceiling. Can we pull up these recent Steph Curry box scores? What has he been doing since coming back? And we're probably not going to be scared off enough, but I do want to know, what are my expectations supposed to be for a returning Steph Curry?
Three games back, played on the 10th, played on the 13th, and played on the 15th.
Okay.
Three-point shots in the first game back, five, and I'm just going to threes just to set the table here.
Yeah.
5 of 15, so the volume was there. Second game, 2 of 7, and the next game, 3 of 10. Now, if you put that into points, Kevin, 20, 15, and 24. So, if you're looking at him on his low end here, right, from what he was doing, bang, bang, bang. But also, you have to keep in mind, it's a back-to-back.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, he's playing? I mean, who are they
because
playing,
that's
what Warriors?
Warriors are playing the Wizards.
I mean,
they're not playing a big threat, but also, the one thing I do appreciate about it, like Martin Luther King Day, big day for these guys to play on it.
Definitely.
Like, it's one of those where, like, LeBron James played yesterday. Oh, I'm going to take a maintenance day. Not even today, you're not. Absolutely not.
No.
What do they want to do? What shows the ultimate sign of respect? They go out and give a great effort and drop 50 points on MLK. And they'll tell that threat, hey, man, remember one game on MLK Day, dropped 50 points, man. What a day that was. Like, that's that. Now, see, I don't like to get into emotional betting, but I know it's a big day for those guys. They're not sitting it out. Nobody's going back-to-back today. Like, hey, you know what? I took off yesterday. They would have taken off yesterday to play today, right? So
yes.
They're going to give
absolutely.
It a go.
Absolutely the case. And like you said, the nice thing about that there is, usually that combination, for whatever reason, is like 85 points. So, like, I'm going to need someone to score 40 here. Even if someone comes up short and gives you 20, it's easy to make that back compared to usual. What's the payout on this?
It's minus 170 boosted to plus 100.
Wow. And I mean, that's usually what we ask for. Yeah, that's a good one.
Exactly.
I think I'll be involved.
It's not a bad one at all, because you could, like, if you just take a snapshot, like, there's a really good chance one of these guys goes for 35 plus, and you're in. And you're in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Brunson got 9 points, or Steph got 16. Donovan went for 35. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like everybody will be around that 25, and one guy's just going to shoot a moonshot. That's what it feels like for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Mm. I like that there. That's worth it. I didn't get involved with this first game. I am tempted, just to quickly, since we're on the NBA, we might as well. I am tempted by the Giannis narrative. They gave me off almost a week of basketball. Let me go dominate the Indiana Pacers approach.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is the kind of game where Giannis just kind of says, hold on a minute, like, time, or too risky? Like, do we not trust
Giannis too risky
that
for me.
Much?
It's one of those where he comes back and it could go either way. He could go for 16 and be like, hey, we won, I feel good. He could go for 36, yeah, I'm back. Or it could be like, man, is something really wrong with Giannis? Or they take it like he's coming back, but, hey, guys, you know, they'll max him out, man. No 37 minutes in this game. How about 28 minutes, see how he feels? It just is risky, because I would want to see this. Giannis goes for 35 tonight, then the next game I go, yeah, he's on it. Like, he's really back on at this point. That's where I would go there. By the way, I did take the Lakers -5.5 tonight against the Rockets.
Are they home?
Both teams back-to-back. Rockets played yesterday and got smashed by the Clippers at Staple or Crypto.com Arena. Same thing with the Lakers. So nobody's in that travel mode, but it is a back-to-back both sides. Yeah. But I checked, like, Houston lost 15 to 16 games. I mean, they're getting smoked nightly. You're telling me with LeBron in the lineup tonight, they're not giving it to the Rockets? Come on.
I think to your point, we have seen a couple of these ugly Laker numbers. The kind of numbers where, ooh, hold on, what am I missing?
Yes, and that's what it feels like.
And they usually end up wrong, I feel like. You can tell me if I'm wrong here, but my favorite number of the NBA season might just
Orlando.
Be Magic being a 3-point favorite to LeBron and the Lakers. And the Lakers just absolutely smash that team.
Yeah. It feels like. But that, I'm getting that vibe tonight. Like, I must be. Because then 5.5 still means you have to win by a decent margin.
Yeah.
But I just look at it myself and say, what am I missing here? Like, if LeBron James plays against a team that stinks, Come on. And again, this isn't a team that's playing well. Like, look at their road games. They're getting plastered, like crushed. It's not like, hey, the last three games, Kevin, they lost by 2, 6, and 8. No. Hammered. Every single night this team's hammered.
Yeah, I totally get it. The Lakers also, it's just, now this is where they can be frustrating, but in terms of games they cannot give up, I mean, this is like the marquee, right? Like, this is the exact kind of game that this team has to go out and just throttle to make sure that they feel like they are in the mix for the playoffs. As ugly as the Lakers' record is, the West is condensed right now. They're not as far back as you would think they are. If you want to take a chuckle, anybody that's not been paying attention to the NBA, and again, I get it. People, you know, they wait to get in. I don't care. Go look at the odds to win the West and then the records that correlate to those basketball
teams. That's pretty good.
I mean, none of the good teams are even above 500 this season.
Yes, agree. It's one of the few sports out there that is just based on, well, if we think they're healthy in the playoffs, they're going to win it, as opposed to what actually it is. Because you never would do that in the NFL. Hey, man, Chiefs 5-5. Yeah, but if they get in the playoffs, they'll be real hot. Like, no, they're going to have to go like win 3 road games just to get to the Super Bowl. They're not going to price them accordingly that way. So it is a different way they look at it. By the way, an odds boost is also up for the NFL game tonight. And I want to have some fun and go line by line, because I got to tell you, last week when Kevin and I set this up on the early line, like every game I had like 5 or 6 bullet points and notes and just going over it. Sensational week. Many of them that I bet had a pretty good price. Some I just missed off of, but a lot of fun. And that's what you get, Kevin, when you have that many Super Wildcard Weekend games flying over the total. It's so much fun to watch, but also tonight's game, I know where I'm going with the side. Most people know as well. It's the Dallas Cowboys. But let's find that underlying value. Let's kick it off right away. We'll get to it right after the break. Stay with us right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go! All right, hour number one here. It's Moneyline. If you want to get involved, Martin Luther King Day, you absolutely can. And hit up those phone lines, 844-843-6879. The Celtics and the Hornets are underway. 19-19 first quarter. Just about 4 minutes left to play. Keeping the people updated. Tatum is 0-for-2 from three-point range, but Ball, 2-for-5. So he's already trying to cash. So you know how that goes, right? 7 of 9 for Ball from 3. Tatum, 1 for 9. Good luck. Have fun.
Seen it 1 million times, man. 1 million times. LaMelo, because I did put a little just extra research into the boost, even though I know we often say, like, man, just give me the bat and not worry about it. LaMelo Ball makes, just on average, over 4 threes a game. And they just played Boston, and he only went 1 for 8. So you kind of knew, like, all right, bounce back style, he'll get his. But again, I don't need to lose another bet because Jason Tatum left me at the door. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I've had enough. I've had enough of those.
No need for that. And by the way, Super Wild Card Weekend, 5 games in the books. 49ers 41-23. That was at the NFC. Same thing with the Giants 31-24. One more NFC to be played tonight. But a lot of fun, a lot of good offense, a lot of quarterbacks lighting it up, running backs getting after it. The big guys, Kevin, who you need to score for your parlays and anytime touchdowns, everybody feels like they were housing it, except Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, except Dalvin Cook is right.
Uh-huh.
That play, as someone that did not have a Dalvin bet, the Kirk Cousins quarterback sneak, I laughed, and I'll tell you why. Because Alexander Mattison was the running back on the play.
Oh,
so it was one of those things where, like, that play was never going your way. Because you know, Justin Jefferson ruled down at the 1, you go, here we go. Light it up, first touchdown score bets. Like, here we go. And you look at the people, Alexander Mattison? Huh? And the next thing you know, Kirk Cousins is just barreling into the end zone, and it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah, you're hoping for like a false start at that point. Like, we all been there before. Like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. Or like the Dallas Cowboys do, like somebody puts in work all the way, and then you're looking for the sideline, you're looking for the sideline, the running back's like, no, I'm good. And like, yeah, you're good. You're coming out. You're actually that good, pal. And in comes your guy, because you know you're about to get it started. Like, yesterday I was feeling for the Daniel Jones prop. I'm like, man, just get somebody down at the one. Just run. Like, the dude ran like 20 times. I'm like, come on, man, two more runs inside the five. Let's go.
I love, man, that is really one of my favorite plays of the season, though. Tony Pollard, like 60 rushing yards on a drive. Yeah. He's like, I'm good. And Zeke's like,
time out.
Yeah. You might even be better than me, pal, but enough's enough. Get out of my backfield. I got a touchdown to score, which is tremendous out of him. But look, it was, let me ask you this. The fact that we've got five games, five overs.
Yes.
Do you think about that at all? Or like,
no.
It means nothing?
Nothing. Doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Like, ooh, look at the trend here at this prologue. Now, if it was five straight Cowboys games going over five, yeah, but you know what, that means something. But I don't, like, if somebody's handicapping strategy, like, well, five overs, luck of the Irish, you just got to go the other way. It's like when you roll into a casino, right, and you look at the roulette wheel. It's like, ooh, six straight blacks, got to be red. Yeah, here comes six more blacks right on top of that, pal, and it's not red. So how about that? Like, each individual spin is independent of what actually happened. So that's the way I take it.
It is. I think to your point, next year, with that, if tonight's game goes over,
yes,
you will hear next season, man, last year the wild card round was 6-0 to the over. And it'll be a talking point. I don't think many people will bet next year's overs based on this year's overs. However, I will admit this. When the Giants beat the Vikings, I was talking with someone who both said, ooh, tough scene for Baltimore. Tough scene for Baltimore. The upset's off the table, right?
Yeah.
Just the idea that the Cowboys that. And the Bucs are going for a sweep of overs on the weekend to me.
Yeah.
Again, I understand your point. It's not truly a part of the handicap, but it's a part of the story at the minimum, if that's fair to say.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And you're talking about, like, most of these games, outside that, which, again, my pick six at under 40.5 in the Bengals-Ravens game goes 41. Which was terrible, but they did score, you know, early on in that fourth quarter. It wasn't as if it was like a late touchdown, which put them over the top.
I was going through the pick sixes, and it was a fine enough weekend overall. Now we are forced to do an under on the way we've designed it. So there have been no unders. There's nothing to be upset about, but you do have to take some blame for the fact that you teased a total to the under as well. That is your fault.
No, I mean, it was limited options. I just didn't want to force something out there. So I'm like, you know what? I don't think this game goes over. Let me take the extra cushion.
Yeah.
And they absolutely blew through it at that point. Quite frankly, I don't even know who I would actually have taken at that point. It might have been, who'd you take, the Chargers or the Jaguars?
I took the Giants. I know who, because you know what I almost did? My money line dog was the Jags. And I was like, you know what? It's a little boring. I'm going to go Baltimore, splash the pot. Yeah. Plus, I wanted to take something from all six games. I almost made the Jags my money line dog and my teaser. Like, truth, all things told, your teaser would have also been the Giants. I know that.
Yes,
you would have taken them up to 9 points.
It would have been easy, exactly. And you say, I'll just stay. But you don't want to double down because it sort of defeats the purpose of it. It's just to spread it around so you can, you know, get after a couple things left and right. But it was a really fun weekend overall just to try to keep you involved, because even the Seahawks 49ers game was 41-23. Like, oh, it's a blowout. And it was in the second half, but I'm buzzing at the half. Like, look at this. Like, San Francisco's really going to get knocked out, but obviously that wasn't the case in the second half because some dominant, dominant football from the 49ers. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. It's a Monday. Moose is loose. What's good on a Monday, Moose?
Oh, I tell you what, back in Cincinnati. And just taking care of a little bit of business. I've got my four-leg parlay still going. I got Dallas tonight. And then K-Dub. I really love listening to you because I'm getting a lot of insight because I'm just betting the little sprinkles here and there since I first got on FanDuel and the MGM. And I took an in-game, first in-game I've ever did, with Jacksonville. Yes. Mm. Yep. Six and a half points. I went to bed.
Wow.
And then I seen where Trevor came back and threw them four TDs. But I really appreciate listening to you guys because you're giving me a lot of good insight that's helping me navigate through FanDuel. And then I tell you the other thing. How about Sam Hubbard? Man, talk about kicking Harbaugh in the yarbles with that fumble and that return. That was pretty wild, pretty darn wild. But as always, love listening to you guys. Great talking to you, and I'm looking forward to your picks. And then I may throw a little sprinkle down on that Cavs one that you had mentioned about the points. So
it's a good one.
But yes. So I'm going to listen for some bets, and you guys have a great day. And thanks for letting me be part of the show. I really appreciate that. Guys, make my day.
There it is.
Thank you, man.
The Moose checking in here. By the way, quick update. Giannis out today, by the way. So Yeah, that knee's about that. That's a real injury then. Yeah, that's the he's run down. This looks like they're really trying to stop, I guess, whatever's going on with his knee.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying it's not a real injury. My point is, though, you and I were talking about this in terms of an old-school NBA approach of not, all right, Giannis, take a game, but Giannis, take a couple weeks here maybe, right? Giannis playing unquestionably the worst basketball of his last, at least five seasons? Two of his last three games, he doesn't go to double digits. It doesn't even make sense. How many times have you needed a bet where it's like, man, I need Giannis to score double digits in this quarter? And then you go, oh, yeah, he got it. No problem. No sweat. Because he's that good. He's that spectacular, Giannis Antetokounmpo. So, yeah, that's a spot where they're clearly trying to get their big dog some rest. And, again, I can't blame them. I can't blame them one bit. Look at some of the records that are out there on top contenders. What are they worried about regular season-wise?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I have the NFL Network on in the background. And I don't know what this they're talking. Let me read you this headline here in a second.
Go for it.
As soon as this thing clears off my screen. Browns interviewing Seahawks. Come on. It's cut off the screen. I'm trying to rewind it to get the little clip. But every time I do it, like that little bottom part of the screen cuts it off. Give me 1 second here. This should clear in just 2 seconds. Because here we go. All right. Browns interviewing Seahawks associate head coach Sean Desai for head coaching position today. What does that mean?
Wait, what?
Yes. Look, I'm trying to scroll. Like, I know I didn't miss this, but is that that has to be a miss? Because I'm gonna hold on. You know what I'm gonna do too, since we have technology today, right? Let me just flip this around. I'm gonna take a picture of this, and you let me know when I send it to you. It's not a flashback because the very next. Thing was, it was something about, like, let me just fast forward this real quick, because it was a Jets, here we go.
Like a Jets storyline?
Yeah, exactly. The next one was Jets interview Dolphins quarterback coach passing game coordinator Daryl Bevel for offensive coordinator position. Like, it wasn't something like in the past. It's not computing to me right now. Like, why would that, was that just a real misprint of maybe it should have been like a different part of the organization? That's news to me at that point.
Yeah, I certainly heard nothing on Stefanski being given the axe, so that would be a bit surprising if all of a sudden that's how we found out.
Is
that how people used to find out information?
Yes, ESPN, just exactly. Watching message board. Let me tell you something right now. Let me go circa 2002-ish. The Eagles message board was the only place to be if you wanted anything of rumors, free agency, things going on. My goodness, how far we've gone now. Where somebody would be listening to a radio station somewhere else and post on a message board, here's what I heard. And that was taken as gospel. My goodness. Thank God for Twitter. Thank God. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline on a Monday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back at it here on a Monday, hour number one. If you want to get involved in the show, 844-843-6879. Boston Celtics 42, Charlotte Hornets 28 with about 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. Three-point updates here. Ball 2 of 6, Tatum 0 for 3. Now, granted, Me and Kevin don't have any scratch in the game at this point, but I could have switched out Brogdon, who's 3 of 3 from downtown already, as well as Mr. White out here, who I used to love betting Derek White in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, you did.
He's 2 of 2 from three-point range.
Yeah. You know, one of these days, though, they're going to throw out a boost that I'll not – like, if they could just throw out total threes made in the game, like, I don't know. I don't know what a good number would be, 15?
Yeah.
Something like
fun.
We did that one playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Suns – it was like Suns-Clippers, maybe? And it was like total threes made in the game, and it was a tremendous time. Because now you're just in everything, you know what
I mean? Every time down the court, you're just begging for a three-point bomb to go off. It's great. It's great stuff. Those are the ones that people like the bet, but also enjoy cheering on the bet because they are fun. As opposed to, hey, I got one tailback in this football game on need, so the other team goes on offense. I mean, come on. Just fast forward. Hurry up. Three and out, three and out, three and out. I got to get my guy back on the field. But there is an odds boost tonight. Brandon Marshall boost. First time I've seen this one.
Okay.
Tom Brady 200 passing yards or more.
Love it.
Godwin over 40 yards.
Not bad.
JP loves it. CeeDee Lamb over 40 yards.
Whoa.
Minus 180 boosted to plus 100.
I mean, Brandon Marshall's seeing the board. Yes. Right? We like that from Brandon Marshall.
Yes. Tom Brady could do a Skylar Thompson tonight, right? 18 of 48 for like 220. One touchdown pass, three picks, whatever. Come on now.
Still works for us. Don't need any more than it. I like that a lot. That's great. That's what we ask for, right?
It is. Yes. I think I'll have to. There's a lot of stuff I'm going to get down on tonight. There's no doubt about it. We're going to get to the prop bets in a moment. I did get this tweet. Jason Lee Baird tweets in at @RightsideVP. What's the most touchdowns Tom Brady has thrown in a playoff game? He could break his own record today playing against Dallas. Yes, Dallas has a decent defense, but I think he could throw 5 or 6. My response, my response here? He'll be sacked more than he throws touchdown passes tonight. So I'm going to ask you that. What's his more? Tom Brady touchdown passes or the time he gets put on his back?
How often is he? My initial thought is sacks because I feel like he's capped at like 3 touchdown passes, right? And one or two are so easily in play. But what is, because I think you can get it on DK. I'm going to look, what is a sack prop for tonight?
What, for the team itself? Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. It looks like Tom Brady's been sacked, 22 times this year?
Because he gets the ball out so quick.
He does. Yeah, he does.
You know?
Which again, is boom or bust, because you like the sacks, but he's getting out of there quick. Like, hey, they're coming in, I'll just throw it away and, you know, deal with it later.
Man, I don't know what game props maybe it's in. It's an absolute bear to go. Oh, here we go. The Cowboys to record the first sacks, minus 125. Cowboys team total sacks, 2.5, plus 135. Or total sacks for the game, 4.5, plus 110. Kind of like the 4.5, maybe, right?
Yeah,
bring Dallas into it?
Yeah. No, it's not a bad one. It's not a bad one at all. Players to record a sack. Looks like the only one here is Michael Parsons. Yes, at plus 115, which no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind he's getting after it. Just had also dad strength. I believe he just had a kid, K-Dub, like yesterday.
Who
you know that usually plays into it. Michael Parsons, I believe.
Oh, Michael Parsons is going to have about 7 sacks.
I thought that's what he tweeted out yesterday. Like the ounces of his
NBA
kid
championships won thanks to the dad boost.
Yes.
That is huge news. That should be lead story every network. I didn't know this. Wow.
There it is. Yep. So that coming back here. By the way, I'm looking on Bet365. I don't even see any team prop things. They took them all off the board, which yesterday there was a lot like the 1.5 touchdown. I mean, you would have had a I guess you could say with anything. Like, hey, that bet would have hit everything, I guess, hit over this weekend with those props. If you're taking anything that made any sense, like a quarterback. And by the way, Kevin, last night, here's what I was doing. Down in my office, and I'm like, I'm wrapping up for the night. Got the game on earlier. Started to flip over. I actually forgot, like 8:15 was the start time. I think it was like 8:25. But around 8 o'clock, I start looking at the updated props. And I was going and surfing around on Twitter. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bet this just because it seems ridiculous. Like, you're looking at Tyler Huntley over a half a touchdown pass at minus 130. Like, even the worst players are like minus 200 at a half, like to throw one. And his prop was like 149. But all I kept seeing around Twitter was like, oh, man, this game is going to be electric with two quarterbacks. And I said, look, I know this. I'm not going to do this to myself when midway through the first quarter, oh, well, it's always a design where Brown was going to come in for three series. Like I knew that's why it was low. He didn't switch out. There was no switch up. Hundley looked fine. Fast, arm strength. I wish sometimes I could go back in like a, you know, a time machine and be like, the props weren't even like, oh, 240. He's no way he's getting there. It was like 150 and one touchdown, and he blew that away.
Yeah, I don't know. Why was that reported, though?
Because I don't know.
It was absolutely out there. It removed all these Huntley props from the board. Anybody out mm-hmm. there sitting on unders thought they were a winner. Anybody sat mm-hmm. on overs were probably wondering when the refund money was going to hit. And then he just played the entire football game.
Yes.
And you kind of, if you didn't know that information, right? You just say you're watching the game with your parents, right? Like they didn't know that mm-hmm. Anthony Brown. And at no point would they ask you, hey, where's the kid Brown? Like, why are they letting Huntley play this entire game? It doesn't even make sense.
No.
So I was reading it as maybe like Huntley's not 100% because the skill sets are comparable enough that maybe it was just kind of, like, he would almost need like a breather of some sort. Like, I didn't really understand the idea. And then it just never even happened. Very, very bizarre. Very bizarre.
Yes. And it was because I had done well last week. I'm like, you know what, let me just throw in a couple real quick here and I'll, you know, sort of lay in bed and watch them as they play out. I'm like, you know what, put the last thing I'm going to do is wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, hold on, man. Like, Huntley made it through one quarter and it was clear he couldn't go, but it looks like that whole week he was ready. But you're right, there was the background noise going, hey, you know what, he's going to be game time decision. Brown's ready, and they're not going to let him run the ball because his shoulder hurts. I'm going, well, his shoulder hurts. That's going to be able to throw the football. None of that played out either way at that point. Pretty much easily a straightforward victor. All right, tonight's action: Dallas Cowboys -2.5. Opened up at 3, went to 2.5 a couple days later. Has been there for at least 4 or 5 days straight now. Totals listed at 45.5. No weather concerns from any range that we have tonight that we're looking at. Anytime touchdown score market is changing, I think, a little bit from this morning. I haven't bet any props yet. I'm in already, Kevin, on the Dallas Cowboys. Bet it last week, -2.5, -110. Been in on that a while. But no props yet. Like, Zeke was a +115 at FanDuel. He's down to a +105. Pollard, though, up to 210. So, I mean, I'm almost looking at taking both of them going, one of them is going to score. And if they do, I'm not going to lose any money because I don't want to do one of those things where, hey, I take Zeke +115. Oh, one of those Pollard games, right? 17 carries, +120, 2 scores, 1 on the ground, 1 in the air. Zeke's left out. Like, why did I do that to myself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told you this morning, I find their backfield tricky heading into especially this matchup because I can't even get a true read on how good the Bucs' run defense is. It's solid, but McCaffrey lit him up. Nick Chubb lit him up. Atlanta, maybe a lot of backups, okay. But the Falcons lit them up. Tyler Algier had a big game. Pollard missed some time down the stretch as well. We know it was kind of like a healthy scratch almost type of situation, the way they were describing it. And that's why I'm just betting this Ezekiel Elliott rush attempt prop of 12.5. I thought 13 of 15 games he's hit this. I just don't think I need to overextend myself in terms of trying to figure out the approach. 13 of 15, it's a ridiculous hit rate to see this number be what it is.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I'm just going to DraftKings here. Looks like Zeke +105. See this? You see what I just read you, Kevin? Mm-hmm. FanDuel, Pollard, 210.
Yeah.
DraftKings, Pollard, anytime, +120.
Phew.
Let me just see if what's the market-wide industry. Let me go to Bet365 here. Let's take a look. So we'll go anytime touchdown score in this game. Let's see. Score props, player props. There we go. Pollard is +130. So, like, shouldn't you just be betting that off the board?
Just like on principle, you're saying?
On principle.
Pollard
like, he's like a dollar high. He's got a free odds boost, is what it feels like.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Like, right? Granted, even let's just say, like, because we're taught as gamblers, many astute gamblers, again, I don't agree 100% to the till, but there is something to be said about, like, last night, Kevin, Eagles game opens up versus the Giants, 45.5. That's not staying there. I didn't bet it because, you know, I'd like to vet it. I saw what the weather was. I'm like, well, let me just give, like, a day or two, knowing full well 2 points are gone. So if you would have taken the 45 and you just lived with them, because I know it's going higher, there is some levels to this, and that makes sense. So if I'm looking at one bull cast, Tony Pollard plus 210, and everybody else is like 120 or less, you're just supposed to fire blindly on that.
Yeah, I hear your point. It's a big gap. But, like, do you feel like Pollard is still on the level footing as Zeke? Doesn't it feel like it's just been a while since we've had, like, oh, look how great Pollard the game is? Like, and maybe it's this, I'm falling into a trap a little out of sight, out of mind, but like, I expect comfortably more Zeke, I almost feel like, than Tony Pollard, at least on the ground. Obviously, Pollard can catch, but as you always know, that ball's inside the 3-yard line. Tony Pollard's, I mean, they might kick him out of the stadium.
Yes.
I mean, he's not allowed on the field. Like, that's Zeke's touchdown.
Yes. No, I agree with you. Like, it's almost like you're saying to yourself, if you think Dallas gets inside the 5, like, legitimately, like, okay, first and goal from the 3, Zeke is good. Like, which game was it? The Houston Texans game, was it? Was it where they gave Zeke, like, they had a first and goal from, like, the 9, gave Zeke the ball 4 straight times, he didn't score, and my head almost exploded. Like, I think my head fell off, like, out of my body onto the ground. And then I think Zeke scored, like, 20 seconds to go to actually get it, which gave the Cowboys the win. But that's how much they trust. Like, if you have a game where, let's just say Pollard got the ball 4 times inside the 9 and didn't score, he wouldn't get another goal line carry for 3 weeks, because that's all you, like, hey, man, look, I gave you 4 times. You can't, like, we got to cash these in. But Zeke's at, like, no problem. They go right down the field. He gets in the red zone. Bang. Zeke gets another touchdown. Like, it just feels like if they're in that red zone, it's always going to be Zeke. But we've seen those. We're at the 22-yard line. Little delay pitch out to Pollard, and there he goes, you know?
That's the problem. Like, Pollard can – it almost feels like if you want to bet Pollard, you better parlay him with Zeke. Like, again, Zeke has scored. Zeke came back, scored every single game. The game he didn't score was Washington. That's kind of the funny thing with some of the Dallas bets tonight, is if you are willing to look past the Washington game, basically every single bet on Dallas looks great. Team total, spread, Zeke touchdown, Dak passing touchdown, CeeDee Lamb yards. Like, you know what I mean? Everything looks great if you're not too worried about what happened to them against the Washington Commanders. And admittedly, I am not super worried with what happened to them against the Washington Commanders. It was one game. It was somewhat meaningless. They never kicked it into third gear. And again, teams don't play that badly all that often that many times in a row. I still think this makes a lot of sense for Dallas bounce back. So what I'm saying is Zeke touchdown makes a lot of sense. You want to sprinkle Pollard. And that's the nice thing, is you're getting a Pollard gap now where you don't need both to hit, right, to have a nice night. That's solid.
And they're all like DraftKings, if you want to get in on a Tony Pollard rushing prop, it's 51.5. You go to PointsBet, Kevin, 45.5. Save yourself some money out here, man. There's a lot of discrepancies, which I do believe. I'm going to fire on Tony Pollard over this break. I'll take the value, and we'll be back on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. DRS is on the board here. We're ready to go. Tony Pollard plus 210. FanDuel Sportsbook got that one going. Now what I'm going to do here over the rest of the show also is try to find the best book out here with a Zeke Elliott prop. It's one of those, Kevin, where one of those two is getting in. If they both get in, awesome. If only one gets in, it's still profitable. I think it makes sense. Like, what do you think about that combo? I did it yesterday in the Giants game, saying, I know the Giants are going to run one in. It's just a matter, is it going to be Daniel Jones or is it going to be a Saquon Barkley? Bet them both. Yeah. Saquon was a nice, like, crisp minus 110. Boom, knocked that down. Daniel Jones, like, a plus 240, which, again, he scored, but they had a procedural penalty, which broke my heart at that point. But I almost like that strategy going. There's nothing worse, Kevin, right? Hey, let me take Pollard and Zeke. All right, good. I'm loaded up on Zeke. Yeah, Pollard scored 3 times. Like, what? You know what I mean? I actually think they both can score tonight, though. I really do.
Well, I think that's the key, right? You ask kind of
plus, like, money. Mm-hmm.
If you, I think you have to think both can score. If you're like,
yes,
look,
correct.
One of them will score. Well,
yes.
Well, which one? You know what I mean? You have enough there to where you could probably figure out which guy you prefer of the group and then lock that in. But if you really believe both can score, go for it. Yesterday, I was on Saquon because of
you know, a Saquon trend that I was backing, right? It wasn't about
rested. You knew he was getting it. Like, you knew he was getting every carry. Yeah.
Right. But that's why Daniel Jones didn't factor in to my equation. Mm-hmm. In this particular spot, Pollard doesn't factor in as much. But that's for me, personally, right? If you feel as if Pollard still poses that threat, then you want that protection. And again, as you've kind of laid out, it might not be protection. It might just be two winning bets.
Yes, correct. And that's what you have to have your centerpiece around of what you feel you think is going to happen. But also, at the same time, you got to fire on that knowledge. Now, JP, we didn't forget about you, even though I actually did. I just wanted to say that. So we're going to get to you at the top of the next hour to find out exactly where you're going tonight, even though I think we know one of those bets. So maybe we'll double down. JP, he's up next. And so are you if you want to call in. Let's go. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.